welcome to part two of Second Opinion, the second part of the episode. Make sure you go listen to part one. So we talked about some things, a lot of them.
It's critical.
Grays.
Critical.
Critical. Critical.
Stat. Okay. And now we're going to do the rest of the episode. And we're going to start with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! And this episode of Living in Shondaland, the segment, is brought to you by us, the two favorite people that you love. Go give us a 5-star review, write us a comment. I don't know if I told you this, Kelsey. I went and I was like, you know what? We've made it past some pretty insane deaths. So I'm going to go look at the Spotify comments. I read every single one of them. There was no spoilies in there.
Well,
even from like...
That was risky.
Well, here's the thing, though. I was going very slowly. I was, like, scrolling, and I was watching, like one word at a time. I was like, the thing I... And I was, like, just, like... But it was great. It was no spoilers. No spoilers were in there, so thank you. Keep writing those comments. I'm not going to do that regularly, but I did get down a rabbit hole and decided to look into them. Luckily, there was no spoilies. I'm not going to do that regularly. If you want to talk spoilies, email... graysacademypod@gmail.com or message Kelsey directly. Give us 5-star review. Please do that. We love that. Share us to your socials, do the things, follow us, subscribe. All right. Educate me.
This episode has one person in Shondaland.
Ooh. Is it either Brian's mom or Santa?
No.
Oh. Okay. Is it the new guy lawyer they introduce?
Ner.
Okay. Is it... Let me get my notes here. This sucks. So is it... Is it Leah?
No, we have already done all the interns.
Okay, I don't remember seeing her, so I guess that makes sense. Okay. Is it Brian's dad? Is it Brian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Brian's dad.
Yes, it's Brian's dad. His name is Matthew Lott, and he was in one episode of Scandal.
Oh.
So, there you go.
So he hasn't been in a lot of Shondaland.
So what should we talk about next?
I don't fucking know.
Oh my.
Let's just call it a day. Let's just quit the episode.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Miranda and Arizona.
I am obsessed with this storyline.
I love Miranda Bailey.
At first, I was like, oh, so she's obviously trying to get Arizona involved and, like, rekindle that spark a little bit. But it's not where I thought it would. I thought her point was that she would get Arizona so excited about the case that when she got the chart, she was going to choose to come in.
Yeah.
Bailey never sent her the chart.
Bailey
she's
is
diabolical.
Puppet mastering it up in this episode.
It's so true. It's
and
so
she's
true.
So successful at it.
And she really didn't think she's like me with the George and Izzy storyline. She really thought she had it until like the very end. She gives up on it and mm-hmm. she's like, Callie, I don't know what you're about to walk into, but I think I just ruined your entire day, your
marriage,
week, your month, and even your year. And there she is, Arizona, walking in all her glory.
Mm-hmm.
There was...
It's really the most Arizona we've seen this season, truly.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that time I thought she was dead?
Yep, that's what they do. They trick you.
There was a scene where she was walking in the house,
mm-hmm.
and the prosthetic kind of, like, kicks out in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think, like... Oh, yeah. Like, you really got to teach yourself how to handle a prosthetic.
You
like,
have to learn to walk again.
It's
not just, oh, I'll put this on and I'll know how to walk. You have to learn how to walk again.
Yeah. I think that was the first time that really clicked for me.
Yes, we're very lucky as able-bodied people.
Yes, for sure.
Try not to take it for granted.
I try not to. All right, so give us a recap on this storyline.
So Bailey has a case, and I don't think she's actually having any issue figuring out the diagnostics of it.
I couldn't tell.
I think she's like, I'm just going to use this case to call Arizona.
I felt like it was a flip of a coin. I couldn't tell if Bailey was actually trying to, like, play to her ego or something, or if Bailey really needed help. I couldn't figure that out.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think it was anything where they were like, oh my God, this is a mystery and this girl's going to die if we don't solve it right now. Like, that's where I think it was like, she might not have known what was going on with the patient, but there wasn't any, like, pressure to figure it out in that exact moment. I think that's kind of like the main thing. That was my takeaway. She's like, well, I don't know why this girl's throat hurts, but she's gonna live. So she calls Arizona and she's like, hey, I would love to talk about a case with you. And Arizona's like, that is so offensive. How dare you interrupt my magazine reading time?
Seriously.
And so Miranda says, oh, you know, like, I know you're not back, but I'm kind of stuck and I would love to talk this through or see if you can, like, look at the chart and see if anything just jumps out at you. I'll have an intern bring the chart over. And then she doesn't. Bum, bum, bum. And that makes Arizona mad. So Arizona's like, did you send the intern over? And Miranda says, of course I did. They left it at your doorstep. And she goes, well, did they ring the doorbell? And Miranda's like, well, I don't know. They're really dumb this year.
We got a particularly defective group of interns,
apparently.
They're
so fucking stupid. You wouldn't even believe it.
She like says it right in front of the interns, too.
Oh, yeah. She's just saying all of this in front of Leah. And Leah's like, wait, you didn't tell me to do. She's like, speak when spoken to. No one's talking to you. You little, go be obsessed with Alex over there.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's definitely funny. She's pulling those strings. And so then we see Arizona put on the leg and go to the door, and it's not there. She also knocks a vase over, so she gets really mad. She slams the door really hard. And then she calls Miranda again and she's like, I want to help you, but it's fucking hard to help you if you can't do it. If you're going to do something, if you're going to say that you're going to do something, then you have to follow through and actually do it, blah, blah, like all this stuff. And Miranda's like, I'm so sorry. You're so right. Like, I'll send it over right now. And so she doesn't. And then Arizona goes to the hospital. So unclear if she drives or calls like an Uber or something, but she gets there and she is agitated, but like I think she's feeling confident in herself that she is like walking around there successfully, but she is agitated. But she finds Miranda, and as soon as she looks at the chart, she's immediately like, oh yep, here's the solution, it's this. And Miranda again is like, oh, I had no idea, like tell me about it, like what's this. So that part I definitely do think is kind of like feeding into it.
Either way, if she's feeding into it or if it was truly Bailey was lost, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Glad to see Arizona up and running. Callie's also very excited about it. She's just peering in from the distance.
Yeah.
But that moment where Bailey's like, I don't know what I have done and caused the harm for you, but I am sorry in advance. And then she sees Arizona. She's like, oh, go away, Callie. She's like a little baby bird now.
Yeah.
She's like,
too many people are going to scare the bird.
Yeah.
Hey, little birdie. Come here, little baby bird.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of little baby birds, I have rabbits with baby rabbits in my yard right now, and I'm just so annoyed. They're just digging holes everywhere.
Oh, but they're cute.
Yeah. Go be cute in someone else's lawn.
Who gives a shit?
Me.
Lawn culture is made up.
Yes. All culture is made up.
Offensive. I'm just kidding.
I do want to.
Do you have an HOA? I just get annoyed about lawns because we have an HOA and they're psychos.
No, we do not have an HOA.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I wanted to say something about Leah and Alex here. Mm-hmm. It's twofold. All of you parents out there, with girls, raise stronger women who don't look to men for validation. And all of you parents out there raising boys, raise better men who respect women. So it's twofold.
Everyone respect women. Women respect women. Men respect women. And everyone respect yourself.
Yeah. It's everyone, ELE, everybody love everybody. But yeah, I was really...
Some people. There's a lot of people right now I'm not loving, that's for damn sure.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Yeah, so that was a good storyline. I was really obsessed with it. I like the fact that it was Bailey, because mm-hmm. Bailey just seems to be able to get away with stuff that not everyone in the hospital can, and I like that they just kind of feed into that. So, yeah, big fan.
Well, I think there's, like, Bailey didn't go into peds, but there was that moment where Arizona was, like, almost mentoring her, so I think that relationship is established enough for her to get away with something like this. But it was for sure a risky move.
Oh, yeah. High risk, high reward, for sure.
Yeah.
So my official prediction is that she's going to come back and she's going to kick some other guy out and she's going to work with Alex again and they're going to be great. Everything's going to be beautiful.
Great. Anything else on that storyline?
I don't think so.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Jackson and April.
Oh, yeah. Jackson and Weber. E2.
April sucks.
April's having a hard go of things.
No, she's actually not.
She is.
She got fired, and then her boss flew a long way away to ask her in person to come back.
Yeah.
And she came back, continued to have sex with a very attractive man with whom she has a positive relationship, and then makes him feel awful every fucking time.
Yeah, but you
gotta
think.
And then it's like, how dare you have hurt feelings?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying that she's totally in the right. But it's totally severed her relationship with Jesus, and you have to understand that.
But that's an internal problem. And, well, it's internalized religious trauma is what it is.
It is an interesting, like, the first... I also don't even like the way that she... No, I guess maybe I'm
backtracking. What it really comes down to is she's really bad at metaphors. She needs to go back to English class in, like, ninth grade and relearn metaphors.
She
and figure out a better way to explain this.
She knows
she's doing
a
bad job. She knows
clearly
what it is. She's just bad at it.
Yeah.
Because in every metaphor, Jackson is still the problem. And that's unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, in that scene, so in the first scene, she's like, oh, man, this is like a car crash, blah, just like, and just walks out. Like, just doesn't say anything. And I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. When he does it the second time, when she's trying to describe him as dessert, who is delicious and amazing, but then also, like, society needs to be a little bit better to women if you think that you need to work your life away
just
at the gym to have, like, desserts. Like, come on. Let's just eat the desserts. But then, when she at the end of it is, she's like, oh, you're such a, it was a terrible choice and you regret your whole life. And then Jackson just walks away again. I'm like, okay, April, you are struggling. She's going through a situation.
I mean, he's not obligated to sit there and listen to her make him feel like
shit. Absolutely not. I think it's hilarious that he's just walking away. He's like, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, because he's not going to say, like, mean things back. And then that's when she's like, you don't have any respect for me. You just, like, fuck me and run out. And he says, no, I just don't want to sit there and listen to you, like, compare me to a car crash or some kind of, like, fatty food or the reason that you don't have a good relationship with Jesus anymore, which, again, not his fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that there is some resolution there when she is like, look, she calls herself a booty call to Jackson, which also, that's not fair to either of them.
Yeah.
And when he's like, I wish it was. because you got a good thing going with Jesus, but I have real feelings. And
yeah,
she's like, I thought it was just sex. And he goes, yeah, so did I. And then they just part ways. No, well, that's when you got to go on a date.
She does actually give him a really good apology. I will say that. Because he says, like, I have feelings about you and for you. And she says, I am sorry that I hurt your feelings. Like, just fully says, like, an actual apology. Like, I am sorry that I hurt your feelings. And I believe that she is. I think
this is me saying
the
I'm
whole
sorry.
Like runaway thing is because it's just a vulnerable moment and it's sometimes hard to sit in those. So I think it was like a big deal. So that was, I think, about what the running away was about.
That's fair, I guess. It's like very reminiscent of when you're in grade school and you're like, oh, do you like me? Yeah, I like you. Do you like me? We like each other. Are we boyfriend, girlfriend now?
I was not doing that in grade school.
No, not in grade school. I didn't take enough steroids in grade school.
Ay, ay, ay.
Man, my nose is still bleeding. It's just like a trickle effect here.
Oh, delightful. So, let's talk. What are your predictions on Jackson and April?
They're going to get married.
When?
Next episode. No, it's going to be the season 10 finale.
Okay.
In the same episode, Derek can't make the wedding because he just died in a horrible plane crash. Days after he gets full mobility of his hand back and performs successful brain surgery for the first time.
Lovely. This is going so well for everybody.
The season 10 cliff. So I imagine the season 10 cliffhanger is going to be wild only because, and I don't know this story or this timeline, but I believe that Shonda on the way out was like, let's just, I want to do something so big that people are going to miss me when I'm gone. Like, I want to jump the shark so far that it's just normalized. I'm right when I didn't know that term, jumping the
You're
shark.
Not. Yeah.
Anyways. I'm great. Should we talk? What else? Is there anything else you want to say about Jackson and April?
I don't think so. But we can talk about Jackson and Weber.
Yeah, yeah. Give us the scoop on those two funny birds.
Jackson finds Richard and is like, you've mixed up the Averys in your phone. Like, you emailed me and you clearly meant it for my mother because it's talking about how much you want a bone. And if you could please refrain, I would appreciate it. And then he's like, I forwarded it to my mom for you. Above and beyond the call. And so he's like, thanks so much. I'll take care of that. And then Catherine responds, but it goes to Jackson because he forwarded the original email. And also because these boomers cannot function on their phone, apparently. And so he sends it to, or he takes it again and shows it to Richard. And Richard's like, oh, she's got so much to say. And Jackson says something like, yeah, she's a wordsmith or something like that. I don't know. It was funny. And so then he takes the. I'm reading. What are you doing?
I'm like looking. I thought you were playing a game on your phone. It looks like you're playing like popping balloons or something. It's just so funny. You look, you know that, you remember that pop game with the bubble wrap? It literally looked like you were playing like popping bubble
wrap. I'm popping bubbles. No, I.
Man, I'm like, dang, are you getting a high score? I was proud of you.
Thanks. Jackson and Richard.
Wait, is that a new phone case?
No. Tis
not. What's it say? What's it say? It's cute. What's it say on it? What's that?
That's sticker? A sticker in there. It says, in Dolly we trust.
Oh, yeah, totally. Look like a taco.
If only. It's not. It's a cowgirl hat. So, yeah, then at the end, Jackson goes to Richard and is like, hey, do you sort out your shit? And I'm like, why are you continuing to seek this out? Like, just let it go. And so he goes and finds Richard again. And Richard's like, you know what? I think you're actually pretty fucking into this.
The look that Weber shoots him when he's getting on the elevator and he's like, you know, Weber has like the coldest walk away lines or like the coldest.
Yeah. They give him some good mic drop moments.
Yeah. And he, no matter what, like, I don't remember what was happening. Remember when we hated Weber? Remember when Weber was like not a good guy and he was kind of,
well,
not
when
doing
he was
well.
Drunk and like running the hospital and like,
oh yeah,
it wasn't great. Yeah. And he kept trying to fire Derek, which like, listen, I'm all for like Derek hate, but like, it wasn't really the move in that moment.
Yeah, I forgot about that whole storyline. Why was he trying to fire Derek?
Because Derek was existing.
Oh.
They were mad at each other. I don't super remember why.
Was it when Derek was interim chief of something?
Because Richard was chief when he tried to fire Derek, because it was also about when he was doing that surgery on Isaac. Do you remember?
I do remember that. Yeah, the guy from Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah. I think he was also, he was in several episodes of Criminal Minds, and he was also a bad guy in that one.
He just plays such a good bad guy. He's so good at it.
But he was also so good at Grey's when he was Isaac, the precious, I think, was he a radiology tech or x-ray tech?
I don't
know. He was a great guy in that.
I also, what I love about this.
My back hurts so bad.
my throat and head and sinuses are all hurting too. There was the way that this storyline was introduced is also just so funny, because he walks up when Jackson goes up to Weber, and he's like, listen, that will never happen again, son. And he's like, do not call me son. And he's like, I was just merely
speaking. I meant it colloquially.
Colloquially.
That's always such, it happens in a lot of media where someone says son and then the other person's like, don't call me son, and it like makes them like irate because they have like daddy issues,
like in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm, exactly like that. So,
did you see, you saw,
of course I saw,
yeah, of course you saw
the Tonys. So good. You know, Leslie Odom Jr. is flying back to play Burr,
yeah,
for like 6 or 8 weeks, I think, in
on Broadway. Yeah. I did see good that stuff. That's crazy. If I had the money to go to New York just to see a play, I would.
Yeah, they're bringing Beetlejuice back to Broadway as well, and I was like, Michael, should we go to New York? And he was like, I only want to go if it's the original Beetlejuice, and they haven't announced the cast yet, so
Might be the original. Might have to hold him to it.
I will.
I still really want to see Book of Mormon.
Oh, yes. So
which
funny.
They are touring. I think they're in Chicago at some point. Maybe it's past now at this juncture. I really want to see that. I would also, what's the one where the kid, Ben Platt was the lead?
Dear Evan Hansen. Your wife and I saw that together.
Yeah, I know Jess went and saw it with you. I would like to go see it. Some good songs in there.
Mm-hmm. The first act is like banger after banger. The second act, I'm like, I don't need a lot of these songs.
Actually, that's how I feel about Hamilton. The first act is like, I could listen. I don't like anything about the Mariah Reynolds storyline.
I literally the other day was like, I have to listen to just Say No to this song. Like, I have to listen to this right now.
It's just mid. It's mid at best. You know what song it's I really so do wrong. Like is the In the Eye of the Hurricane.
Oh, yeah. In the Eye of the Hurricane. This is the Hamilcast.
You know what I really... Hold on. I actually do have beef with the way
Hamilton
that they do the live...
Academy.
The live performance of...
You don't like the room where it happens?
The room where it happens is the first act.
It's not.
It's not. It's right. It's with Jefferson. It's okay. It's just not better than the rest of them. Okay, that's not fair, because
also One Last Time is like my favorite song.
Okay, let me just pull up the fucking song list here, because I do think that there's, hold on,
the Adams Administration, also the Reynolds pamphlet, so fucking good.
Reynolds pamphlet.
Oh, Burn. God, you're so stupid.
A burn.
I think you just mean that you there are some songs in the second act that you have no skips in the first act and you have some skips in the second act. I think that's what you meant to say.
That's fair. Yeah, there's no skips in the first act, except honestly there's no skips in the first act. I could watch the whole thing. The one that is, which one is it? Why can't I not? It's in the first act, I think. Nonstop. Yeah, the end of the first.
Yeah.
So
that's
in
like all the songs from the first act.
Right.
It's in a medley.
Nonstop. When he goes, I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention. Mm-hmm. In the live version, they're like clapping on eighth notes with him, but there's no clapping in the recorded version. Mm-hmm. And it just, there's something about that.
That's
like,
how I feel about the new Wicked movie. Like the sound effects of like them dancing and stomping and clapping and doing all this other stuff. I'm like, I wish this was in the soundtrack.
Yeah. I still need to watch Wicked, the first one.
Ugh, it's so good.
What I like about the trailer of the second one is, I'm kidding, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I know you don't do trailers. I actually haven't even watched the trailer yet.
I know you haven't. You're just stupid.
Oh.
Oh.
So
love
toxic.
Ya. Oh, yeah, I forget. That's what I'm here for.
For those of you who listen to this show, just know, Kitten Peanut Jones has removed her review. So either she's going to like come back with a vengeance and give us a 1-star instead of a 3-star, or someone in her life listens to this podcast and goes, I know that it's you. And her real name actually is Kitty or something like that. So Kitten Peanut Jones is her legal name.
I love that for her.
Yeah. Kitty, but my friends call me Kitten Peanut Jones.
For short.
For short. Anyways, Weber, and what I like about with the Weber thing, when Jackson does go back to him, he starts to read it and he goes, oh my gosh, that's so graphic. And then Jackson goes, yes, my mother is a wordsmith. I died. I actually am deceased because of that. It's just such a good storyline. It's just so funny.
It is.
And I envision a world where Weber adopts Jackson as his own.
Okay.
Because he's always wanted children.
So I do find this storyline to be very random to this episode. It's like someone's like, wouldn't it be funny if Weber emailed Jackson a sext, but it's an email because he's old. And then Jackson has to confront him. And they're like, yeah, let's shoehorn that in for no reason. I mean, like, it's funny and they are funny about it. And it is cute. But I'm like, this is so irrelevant to everything else going on in this episode.
No, I think it adds to the sexual frustration he's feeling with April, actually. It's a totally different frustration because it's envisioning his mother and his boss. His boss's boss's. No, his boss's boss. No, not even. He has no title. He's just a doctor. Slightly elevated peer.
Yeah. Once you're the president, you're always Mr. President.
Yeah. Again, just such cold lines he gets.
Yeah.
I do love it. I thought it was a funny storyline. I thought that it fit.
It is funny.
I didn't feel like it was out of place.
Like, I just felt, because it was so... It was only like 3 interactions. He's like, you sent this to me. Here's the response. You take care of this. Like, it was, I don't know. I just felt like it was not badly done or anything. I just was like, you could have thrown it in any episode. Like, it was so whatever. You could also just not have it and it wouldn't have really made any difference either.
Yeah. That's where I go back to. They need a little bit of comedic appeal.
Yeah.
But also, this episode was not like a very heavy episode. It would have made like, if everyone else died, but Weber and Jackson are like, stop emailing me your nudes, your pixelated dick pics to my mom.
Good God.
Have you ever emailed like a boob pic?
No.
It's always been text, right? Like, we've never needed to email. I've never
also
emailed
no.
Anything.
You should not send nudes in any fashion that is permanent. Mm. This is literally why Snapchat exists, guys.
Interesting. I've texted my dong. Only solicited.
I was about to say better, but solicited.
Yeah, only solicited.
Just although so you know, this is not Carmen specific, this is everyone. If you text a woman a picture of your dick and that it's not going to disappear off of her phone, she is showing it to her friends. I have seen many dicks from people, men I do not know, because they sent them to my friends and they showed them to me. I just want everyone to know that. It might be fucked up, but this is what I'm saying. This is why Snapchat exists.
So
also, if you send an unsolicited dick pic, you get what you get. Don't send someone your penis unprompted and then expect them to show you respect when you clearly have no respect for their eyeballs.
I don't know that that's every woman, though. Are you telling me that you've taken a picture of Michael's penis and shown it to people?
That's in no way what I just said.
You said if you send a dick pic.
If you send an unsolicited dick pic.
Oh, I thought you said if you just send eight. I thought those were two different conversations.
No, so no, no. If you solicited send an unsolicited ones, dick pic to a girl.
It's for sure getting shown.
In a text. It is show and tell.
So the solicited ones are more for, like, my eyes only.
Yes, because if it's a solicited one, it's probably, like, an actual, like, existing relationship that you care about.
I will say there was one, I'll share this story before we go to praise our capitalism gods. But Jess was at a bachelorette party, and this is years, so long ago that it was pre-Marlo, and she was drinking. And she was very intoxicated. And she asked me while at the bachelorette party to send her a picture of my dick. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. I know it's going to happen. Not that I have anything to hide. But the problem is that I didn't have enough phone space to share.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I couldn't even if I wanted to.
78% dick.
So. Anyways, let's go praise our capitalism gods, and then we'll be right back. All right.
We're doing great.
Do we feel saved? Do we feel saved by them? I don't.
No, I don't either.
Let's see. What else do we have in this episode?
The lawsuit,
yeah. So there's a new character involved.
The hospital lawyers are like explaining to them there's like this formula that they do to figure out how much the settlement should be, or not the settlement, the payout from the lawsuit. And they're like, we need to go over and like have like tangible proof of like your pain and suffering, emotional damages, all this like lost wages, all this different stuff. So everybody tell me how you feel. And that's when Christina's like, I have PTSD and my shoulder hurts. And Derek obviously is like the main one that they're focusing on in this episode because of his hand. And Callie, they like want Callie to say he'll never operate again so that they can make sure he gets a shit ton of money because, you know, $2 million a year.
Yeah.
So she says it. And then later her and Derek have this big ol' fucking fight. And she's like, you're the reason that we didn't settle because we all wanted to, and you came in with your big speech and no one can say no to you. And you made everyone do it, all this stuff. It's your fault. And then he says, or no, then she says, like, you also pushed me too hard with your hand. I didn't want to do that surgery. And he's like, well, then why did you bring it up? And she was like, because I wanted someone else to do it and you made me do it. And I didn't want to. And you made me do it anyways. And then he's like, well, I thought you could do it. I believed in you. And that's my fault. So don't worry. It's on me.
Douchebaggery.
That's when I was like, we're back, baby. I hate him again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a rough scene to watch. I think maybe there's a speck of what Callie was saying that led to that may be true. Like, she didn't want to do the surgery. I think she recommended it for either, she was recommending the procedure for someone else and the injuries weren't consistent.
That other doctor that they brought in that was supposed to be like the best hand doctor, I guess.
Yeah.
That's who she wanted to do it.
Yeah. So part of the challenge with all of this stuff is everything is so personal.
Yeah. Like,
Callie decided on Arizona's behalf to cut off her leg, and Alex did the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Callie did the procedure on Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is so, and Callie's right at the middle of all of it, and that sucks. I feel bad for her.
And also her best friend died.
Yeah. The father of her child. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that all really sucks. And then her best friend's other best friend is like, you ruined my life and I believed in you, but fuck me, I guess. Not fair. Not cool.
Yep. Correct.
But when she does say it's my personal opinion that Derek will never do surgery again, I was like, oh, damn. Like, that's wild. That's the first time that anyone's kind of like said something so concrete. But then they just reel it back real quick. So before the end of the episode, they're like, I haven't tried everything. I haven't been pushed enough. All the
you
things
you should have pushed me harder.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, pick a lane. We're not making Derek the hero in this.
Exactly. Don't do this to his ego.
Yeah. At one point, they're like, who are we going to go after? Like, where's this money coming from? And I think Derek asks that question. And they're like, yeah, like, the manufacturer, like, the company, the pilot, no big deal. And they're like, Jerry's paralyzed.
Yeah,
like,
they were
what?
Like, he was in the woods with us. Maybe leave him alone.
Yeah.
And Callie's like, well, shouldn't we see if he was, like, drunk or something? And then later at the end of the episode when they reconvene, Christina's like, can you promise to leave this man alone, please? Which I like that she spoke up on his behalf.
Yeah. Because she's the one who stuck the pen in his leg and is like, well, that's not good, bro. Bye.
And then they kick Owen out and they're like, don't worry, guys. We're actually going to fuck over this hospital.
I don't understand what they're insinuating. Was this a murder attempt? Did Owen try to assassinate all of these people?
I think they're just saying, like, the people who are responsible for you being on the plane.
But why? That's what I don't understand.
I think they're looking at it from a perspective of, like, who can we, A, blame the most, and B, get the most out of?
I don't know. It makes no sense. I don't understand. I don't understand how this works. I've seen a lot of Suits reruns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this law works for these kind of suits, for these business class actions, but what they said doesn't make fucking sense. Why they all were like, oh, Owen, look at him, he did this to us.
Well, I guess because he's the chief.
I know, but it doesn't make sense still.
Oh, okay.
If anything, blame the hospital that, like, lured them there. Blame Boise.
Well, that's what they said. They're like, Boise? And they're like, no, no, no.
Owen Hunt.
Oh, no, no, no.
Maybe it was the prosthetic doctor, Dr. Moore. Maybe it was all a ruse because he really just wanted to see Arizona have a leg amputation and then look at her stump.
We had a conversation on Discord that he was in the movie Sweet Home Alabama, which I knew because I've seen it several times, but I didn't mention it because I assumed you hadn't seen it. But what I forgot about that movie was that Patrick Dempsey is also in it.
I don't remember that movie, but Reese Witherspoon is in that movie.
Correct.
Yes. Who's stunning.
Also correct.
You know, she's gotten more attractive to me with age.
I was just about to say she hasn't aged, so that's funny.
I think when I look at her, same thing with Rachel McAdams. I've really become more attracted to her as
Rachel
she's
McAdams.
Glown into her older years.
Her Clooney years.
I was gonna say, what's the female equivalent of the Clooney years? Her Aniston years.
Ugh, yes, queen.
Sheesh, it's unreal.
An angel. Okay. Do we have anything else to say?
I think that we should be saying things like, I respect you and I appreciate you as a friend, and I'm glad we have this podcast.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
Okay.
I do. I do have more to say.
Okay.
Lots more.
I have another the lawsuit?
6 hours to talk about. No, not about the lawsuit. I don't think. Yeah. Was that guy with her, with the girl lawyer, was that a new person or was he there last week?
No, that's a new guy.
It's a new guy. Okay. I'm not going crazy.
We didn't even talk about the really funny scene when they're all sitting at the nurse's station.
Oh, yeah.
It was very reminiscent of, like, the old lunch scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson's like, the prodigal Yang returns. That was a good Yang scene. And they're, like, talking, they're razzing on April. They're like, you still fucking Jackson? And she's like, does everybody know about this? And Christina's like, yes, everybody and Jesus.
Also, Jackson, like, legit runs away and
oh, yeah. she crouches down and runs away.
Yeah, she's like, I can see him running away. Yeah. That's what's so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, that's I think that's the moment where Jackson's like, yeah, let me room with you, dude. And he's like, fucking roommates.
Yeah, that's the first time he says that.
That's also when Christina said no one named Jeff has ever done anything substantial, which is just wrong.
Jeff Goldblum, baby.
Jeff Goldblum. Life finds a way. I think that's all I got. I don't think I have anything else
to talk about.
Also, it was interesting with that particular storyline with the lawyers that they kind of made it sound like Derek being unable to perform surgery anymore is raising the lawsuit for everyone, which is kind of interesting to me because he does have the most losses out of this potentially. Mm-hmm. But why? I don't know why that would affect everyone else.
I think it's a group, and they split it evenly. Yeah, I think that's what it is. If it's like a class action or something, it's not six individual lawsuits. It's one lawsuit, so they'd probably say like, okay, across the board, this is how much money everyone's getting awarded.
Yeah, it was a cool moment to finish up that scene or that storyline is when Callie's like, I have not stopped thinking about this. I've thought about every single night since you dropped that instrument. I felt like I failed and you weren't wrong to believe in me or push me. And we haven't tried everything and don't give up until we do. I'm like, that is pretty powerful. I like Callie a lot.
Yeah, I also like Callie a lot. Okay, a couple of Discord questions. Are Derek and Owen back to being assholes? Yes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
specifically to women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys know anyone who used steroids at a young age? Probably, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Yes, actually. There were a couple of kids in my high school who did it. One of them did it while playing baseball and got banned. Yeah, I know a couple of kids.
Fun.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how amazing is Bailey? 2 gajillion.
Yeah. Yeah, and because I respect women more than Kelsey, I'm going to say 2 gajillion and 1 on top of that, plus 1.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
At what point should Jackson have stopped reading the email? Probably immediately.
Yeah, the second... I mean, Weber brings up a good point. Like, I think that the thing that you should have done was just delete it. If I get an email that's sent to me from someone who I shouldn't have, I just delete it. All he needed to do was delete it and say, yo, dude, got this email. Don't know what it says. Don't want to know what it says. But it was for you, for my mom. So I can only imagine that it's not something that I want to read.
Yeah. Good stuff. Predictions on ramifications to the hospital if it is sued and the doctors and to the doctors' careers / reputations.
I think that this is just a ploy. They're not actually going to sue the hospital.
It's a red herring.
Red herring. Yeah. Okay. And Owen... red hair, red-haired.
I see what you've done.
Yeah.
You've figured it all out.
I've got it all on lock.
It's all coming together.
Okay, speaking of, I think I might go to Scotland next year.
Oh, how come?
Just for work. Oh. There's a conference there next year. I might just go to it.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're just going to go find work to do there?
Let's go. There's a hospital that needs managing out in Scotland.
Okay. So, predictions for Derek's hand.
It's going to work. The him not doing surgery storyline is just too boring. Derek as a teacher is just not compelling. They're going to figure it out.
Predictions for Christina and Owen.
I think they're going to get divorced. And I think if they haven't already, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I feel like over the next at least 5 episodes, they probably need to wrap up that storyline because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay, you said Jackson and April were going to get married next season?
The season 10 finale, yes, with Derek dying on the way after he gets his full function.
To the wedding?
To the wedding. Well, no. Yeah, because he's running late to the wedding because he had a surgery that went long, and he actually does the first ever brain transplant.
Oh, okay.
First done, surgery back. Oh.
It was done to Joey's character on Friends. So.
That's right. Dr. Drake Amore.
So Derek, what was I going to say? Jackson, Derek.
I do think that Alex and Christina are going to have one of the interns move in. I don't know who it's going to be. Probably Joe.
Okay.
Joe's going to move in.
Do you have anything for Alex relationship wise?
No, but it's definitely not going to be Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing for Alex relationship wise. Maybe Izzy comes back. Maybe George comes back as Izzy.
Oh my God. Okay. Callie in Arizona or Arizona in general?
Arizona in general. Yeah, she's going to be back in the hospital before the season's over. She'll be back.
Well, yeah.
Like before.
The 6th episode.
Yeah. And then what I would like to see, this isn't probably not going to happen, but I would like to see an episode like where they went on the Owen Christina couples therapy journey. I would like to see a Cali Arizona couples therapy journey. Okay. I think what they've been through, it would be too easy to just say, okay, we're healed because Arizona's back to work. There's a lot of hurt that went on there. And I would love for the writers to acknowledge that through the majesty of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bummed because I don't think they will.
Okay.
But I'm going to predict that I'm going to predict and try to will it into existence that we're going to get a really cool therapy storyline, couples therapy storyline for them.
Like when you killed Dylan.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it. Is there anything else you needed to predict?
Trying to think who else is in this show. No, I think that's it. Okay. I think I'm going to like, so far, I think I'm going to like all the interns. There's no one that's, well, I guess, except Leah. Leah's kind of annoying, but it's specifically around the Alex love.
Yeah.
Because of the situation. I think if it was true relationship stuff, it would make more sense, but he like was openly banging everyone.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to like all the interns. I'm enjoying them so far.
Okay. Well, we should rate it and not forget like we have done in the past.
I'll go first. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Exact same.
Hey!
3.5. It's an episode graze with a little bit of extra sprinkled on top. Not anything crazy, but not terrible.
Yeah, and
Christina's
it's cool
back, so yay.
Christina's back. It outlines a little bit more, again, like the interns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. It's fleshing out those characters a little bit. There just wasn't a lot of drama in this episode. Yeah. You know, like it was a good episode.
Nobody even died.
No one even died. No one even got close to that. I mean, Brian had a tumor, but they got the whole thing. Great margins.
Yeah.
Kid's going to live to be 190 with steroids.
Yes. So good.
Won't ever find love, though. Never going to find love.
Oh, wait. I do have to say this. Oh, my God. Yawn. Sorry.
Yawn.
Oh, okay. This was really funny. When they run in, when Christina has Shane and Heather, and they run in because the guy starts coughing up blood. And she gets Heather to start, like, suctioning. And she's like, Shane, say something comforting. And Shane goes, everything's going to be fine, sir. And Christina goes, don't oversell it.
Yeah, right.
That was so funny to me. It's like,
take it down a notch,
actually
kid.
Hilarious.
It might not actually be okay, pal.
So he might just die, but yeah.
Yeah.
Good that episode. Good episode. Gonna have more episodes.
Like 100 more episodes. Yeah. 200, no. 600
so
more episodes.
So many more.
Like, what I hope so actually more. Happens is the show just never ends. I want this to be the Simpsons of reality, like real life human person TV.
I just like want to finish this podcast.
Well, not we will.
Because I hate you, but because we can do more with it. Like we could do another show.
Yeah.
But this one would have to end first.
When, man, that is crazy to think. Like, we could do any show we want. We could even do shows that are new, like, as they're released.
Yeah.
You know? All right, you've convinced me. Let's do 6 episodes a week.
Please.
That would be too much. I couldn't do that.
Just quit your job. God.
You know, Jess binge-watched.
Did she win the lottery?
No. Ginny in Georgia.
Yeah.
She pulled an all-nighter the other night. This woman stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning. She saw the sunrise to watch Ginny in Georgia.
I love binging, but no, I love sleep more. That's why I binge during the awake times.
Yeah, well, it was during the awake times for her. It just
she made it the awake times.
She siphoned away her asleep times and gave it to the awake times and said,
what did
my
she
intrusive,
do the next day?
Well,
die.
Yeah, I knew she was up late. I didn't know how late she was up because I fell asleep putting Marlo to bed and I woke up at like 1:45 and Jess was just downstairs watching TV. And I came downstairs just to go back upstairs to tell her I was going to sleep. And I didn't fall back to bed until like 3:30, 3:45, and she still was not in bed. So I knew it was later than that. And this was Friday going into Saturday. So I, when Marlo woke up that day, I got up with her and I let Jess sleep for another like hour and a half or so.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah. We went and we did a little McDonald's breakfast run. Like I got one of the big breakfasts with the pancakes and that was great. Mm-hmm. Marlo's obsessed with these freaking like Jimmy Dean sausage patties. She was like, I just want to eat all of them. And I was like, well, you've won. So
well, one's enough. Thanks, though.
I could eat a whole box of those, too, though. Jess brought pizza home and Marlo saw that I had olives on my pizza. She goes, Daddy, I want olives. And I was like, OK. So when I got like 3 olives and I cut them up for her and she goes, all right, I'd like more. And I'm like, no, 3's enough for you.
You're wee.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sodium.
Speaking of Wii, I bought the... Did I tell you I got the Switch too?
Yes. Also, we can wrap this up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, well, guys.
I was like, I was just... Now I was just catching you up with life.
I know.
Sorry.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you share us everywhere. You can go to graysacademypod.com for links to our Instagram, our personal Instagrams, our merch page, everywhere you can listen. You can email graysacademypod@gmail.com. You can message all of us on Instagram, the pod, or either one of us. And we love hearing from you. We love chatting with you. You can get on our Discord through Patreon and ask us questions there or chat other shows with us. And it's fun. We have a good time. And we love you and we appreciate you. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember...
No spoilies. We appreciate you all, and we will see you all in the next one.